Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Our show lineup today, we'll have a couple segments with USD 383. We'll also hear from the Manhattan Fire Department. Ryan Alms is going to be joining us, and we're also going to hear from downtown Manhattan with Gina Snyder joining us for the final segment of today's program. As we mentioned, though, we'll start with USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools, the first In Focus of the month for them. That means we're getting an update from Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade, who joins us here this morning. Good morning, Dr. Wade.
Good morning, Brandon.
And joining him is also from the school board, Kristen Brighton. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on this morning. It is a new month, and it's Groundhog Day, and there's no school. So I thought we might start there, Dr. Wade, just kind of what goes into that decision. We don't always get to know what that's like here because, you're the superintendent, and that's a call for you and the others to make here around the area.
Yeah, thanks for that opportunity, Brandon. As you said, we don't have school today. It's a beautiful snow out there. I had a chance to get out and enjoy it earlier this morning. And, we do get out early. We've got a group of four or five people that go check the roads, look at the forecast, check conditions. And this morning, like I said, it's a pretty snow, but when we got out, drove around, there were some road conditions that we thought could be especially challenging if the snow continued. This is like 3 o'clock in the morning and the snow's falling and we see the forecast continuing through, until 10 a.m. of snow falling. And as Dave said a couple minutes ago, we can still get a couple of inches of snow out of this. And with the colder weather, we looked at a number of factors. We looked at the road conditions. We looked at the snow that was falling, the forecast, when it would be falling, that it would be falling about the same time that the guys would be removing the snow from the sidewalks, the parking lots. And when I went out to my car, my footprints in the snow, by the time I drove around and came back, I couldn't tell where I had walked. So I knew that the snow was falling enough that by the time they cleared the parking lots, moved to other schools, they'd have to just continue that loop. And we need some of those guys driving the bus route. So we looked at that, looked at the concerns about safety, keeping the lots, sidewalks cleared, having all the bus routes running, and just decided the safest approach to have would be to cancel school today. And, I feel good about that decision. I guess that's it. We do drive around, we talk to each other about it, different scenarios. What does it mean if we do this, if we do that? And I'm ultimately responsible for the decision, but I do get informed by other people as I make it.
I'm curious.
And this is our second day this year for weather closings.
And how many snow days do you guys get in the schedule? I'm not certain on that number.
Well, we go by a number of hours that we have. So it's not just as simple as 3 days, 4 days. But to be vague, I'll say we're doing fine on time. That we still have some time that we could use if we need to for school closures, and of course, if the weather's bad, we're going to close regardless of how many hours or days we have left. That we're not going to say we have to have school because we don't have to make it up at the end of the year. That we'll take off as many as we need to, and we have some allowances in the calendar, and we can add days at the end of the year if we need to.
One thing I saw last night, and this is a little shocking to see Kansas State University close for a snow day, and they made the decision really early. How much does what they do kind of influence your decision?
It's part of the factor. We look at it and have conversations with different people. It doesn't decide for us, but it is one of those factors that we look at.
Okay, fair enough. Well, as mentioned, there is no school today here, Manhattan Ogden Schools, but we'll see how things transpire over the next 24 hours. It looks pretty good that there will probably be school tomorrow.
And let me add something too, Brandon, because we did cancel school today, but I think there will be an opportunity for the roads to get cleared off and for us to go ahead and have the board meeting in person tonight at 6:30 at Robinson Education Center. So the plan at this point would be to go ahead with the board meeting. It was just the timing of this storm that affected this morning.
Absolutely. All right. Well, it's and there will be a board meeting tonight, and kind of a light agenda. We've seen that a lot here with a lot of local government entities, and but a few things to report on here tonight, and including with that is the pandemic response plan, which I know you're going to revisit tonight. As far as that, it looks like your recommendation, Dr. Wade, is to continue kind of as we've been going here so far.
It is. We've continued to have our medical advisory group meeting and watching our data dashboard like we always have. And, you know, as much as we would love to be in a position to have masking optional in our schools, we're just not at that position yet. So the recommendation, you know, and this goes back to, I think it was January 3rd when we had the special meeting and said, you know, coming out of winter break, we need to go back to masking across the district. My recommendation tonight is for us to continue that masking until February 21st. And the reason I'm saying February 21st would be looking at our dashboard now, the numbers, the positivity rate, the numbers testing, the numbers in quarantine, those kind of things continue to warrant concern. We understand that Omicron's should be tailing off on that, and our numbers should be going down. We'll see. But at this point, you know, it's masking in all of our facilities. Then come back at the February 16th board meeting and look at the possibility of unmasking, because we still, that's our focus. We want to keep our schools open. We want to keep them in person, but we want to move as close to being back to normal as we can. So the hope would be that we get the tail end of this variant, that people will have the masks that are supposed to be available within our community for those that want them, and then to move forward with unmasking. But we'll see what happens the next couple of weeks.
All right. Kristen, did you want to chime in on that at all, on the pandemic response plan?
I think what we're doing is prudent, and I don't think many people will be surprised. I think we're starting to see numbers come a little bit down from the peak in January, but we're not quite in the clear yet. But I think everybody should be optimistic that give it a couple more weeks, and we'll be on the other side of this, and we can look at making some changes.
I would say that, and also in our plan, that people can go to the website, take a look at the plan. We've got, the way we did it this time is we have the basic pandemic response plan. Then we put 16 pages of adjustments at the front of the plan for people to look through. That this is where it's the updates that are aligned with CDC, Kansas Department of Health Environment, Riley County Health Department. That 16 pages of updates of things like, if you test positive, what should you do? If you're exposed to someone with COVID, what should you do? If you're not feeling well at school, what should you do? So it's lined out that way for individuals to be able to look at it and see that, you know, we no longer do the contact tracing because there's so much COVID right now that people can't keep up, not just the schools, but the community as well, and across the state and across the country. So people need to monitor that themselves if they're sick. If a person does test positive, you know, you stay home 5 days, you make sure you're symptom free, you can come back wearing a mask. Just those kind of things that it spells it out for people to be able to look and see what are we doing differently with our plan now. But it's still the other mitigation measures, the hand washing, the masking, all of those kind of things are still in place.
Hey,
Brandon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to give kudos to our school nurses. They have had a heck of a month, and all of the different programs that they can test at school to help kids decide whether they can stay if they start to feel sick during the day, or whether they can participate in an activity. They've just done a yeoman's effort over the last couple weeks. I know I had my family, my son wasn't feeling well on Monday during the day, and it was so wonderful that he could go down to the nurse's office, get tested, find out he was negative right away, and then make that decision with the nurse whether or not to stay in school or go home. It's just been a great service, and I think the whole community really needs to give those nurses a huge round of applause for all that they've done. It's been a huge part of us being able to keep schools open over the past couple of weeks.
You know,
thanks for bringing that up, Kristen, because you're right. We constantly tell the nurses, they can't be all things to all people all the time, that they're going to have to say no on some things. And that's, it's difficult for them to do. I still see the emails coming across at 10:30 at night from nurses about different issues. So they just keep doing more and more, and, you know, they're greatly appreciated, just like others that are doing the same kind of thing across the district.
You know, we've learned a lot in the last 2 years. So it, you know, it's hard to believe it's been almost 2 years since this pandemic began. But, you know, I wonder if going forward, because I know calendars are already being worked on for next year, would it be a possible consideration to maybe extend maybe that winter break a little bit longer, just to see, you know, allow time for people to get healthy again? It seems like January seems to be the roughest part of the year, at least it has been the last 2 years. You guys have any thoughts on that as a possibility going forward?
I've got two thoughts on it. The first is that the calendar building process is pretty intensive. There's a lot of different input that's collected, and teachers meet with administrators, others, to work on that calendar, and I'm sure they are looking at that as a possibility. The other thing is just a concern I have would be, even if we made that winter break a month long, if people are going to be traveling and going places right up to the last minute, we come back and we're in the same situation. It's just that we've missed a month. So I don't know how we, you know, it's almost like, well, you've got your week or your 2 weeks, and then you come back and everybody quarantines a week before we get started.
Yeah, it just kind of highlights the trickiness of this whole situation.
It really is. But, you know, thanks for bringing that up, because we're always looking for ideas about what we can do differently.
Sure. All right. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back more with our USD 383 schools officials, Kristen Brighton and Marvin Wade, here in a moment. News Radio KMAN.